This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 15th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed yet another temporary extension on aviation taxes and the FAA's budget, keeping the agency in business until June 30th. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association tells ANN the Senate promptly approved the House extension without debate. The House passed a permanent FAA funding bill back in September, but the Senate has yet to resolve differences between its own two funding bills, one with user fees, one without. Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar, chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, sounds frustrated with the Senate. Quote, "The House has done its job on aviation. The other body sits over there in splendid isolation, as though nothing else in the world matters," unquote. The Associated Press is reporting that the Pentagon has decided to intercept a falling spy satellite with a missile fired from a U.S. Navy cruiser sometime next week. As ANN reported, the satellite was launched from California just over a year ago, but stopped responding to commands from Earth shortly after it reached orbit. The plan is aimed at protecting those on the ground from hazardous materials on board that satellite, including its nearly full hydrazine fuel tank. But the Department of Defense is also reported to be concerned that a top-secret imaging sensor on the satellite might survive re-entry and fall into the hands of China, Russia, or Iran. Officials say that left intact, as much as half the satellite's 5,000-pound mass might have survived re-entry, so hitting it with a missile is in the best interests of civilians on the ground. Michigan Senator Carl Levin, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, slammed the U.S. Air Force Tuesday for last August's oversight, in which a B-52 flew from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Louisiana's Barksdale Air Force Base, carrying six advanced cruise missiles with nuclear warheads. The Associated Press reports that despite assurances from U.S. Air Force officials that chances of a nuclear accident were very, very unlikely, Levin called the incident an unprecedented security failure and a wake-up call. Quote, "As long as the United States has nuclear weapons, they must be handled with the utmost security and attention," unquote. South Dakota Senator John R. Thune said he was concerned the accidental flight is a sign nuclear safety protocols are slipping with the passage of time. Quote, "Everyone is human, but we cannot tolerate mistakes," unquote. Faced with congressional inaction on an airline passenger's Bill of Rights following last winter's JetBlue tarmac strandings, the state of New York passed its own passenger's rights law. The airlines immediately challenged that state law in federal court, claiming it violated federal authority to regulate airline services. But U.S. District Court Judge Lawrence Kahn let that law stand. The airlines have appealed, but in the meantime, the success of the New York law has prompted similar initiatives in many other states. The San Francisco Chronicle reports there's now one in the works in California. San Francisco City Assemblyman Mark Leno is currently campaigning for a seat in the state Senate in this fall's election. Wednesday, he announced a bill patterned after New York's at a press conference. Quote, "The status quo is really a tragedy waiting to happen. We should not have to relinquish access to these basic human needs just because we board an airplane," unquote. The paper reports the state legislature will consider the measure. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Boeing finally gets FAA certification for its new military tanker. Delta and Northwest are said to be getting close on a merger. And NASA extends the Atlantis crew's stay in space. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Betty Wilson, who administers the Virginia Aviation Ambassador Awards Program. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, Aero, that's AERO-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.